Yeah, so with the start here of 2023, we'll start looking at all the different concepts that we have to date already that have been considered by the by the city, as well as what was included within the grant application itself. So we'll work to start fine-tuning some of those concepts into preliminary design, have some stakeholder engagement and involvement to make sure that we're incorporating other things that the city might like for amenities, or just how certain parts of the streetscaping aspects are out there. At the end of the day, this will be a project for the community. Right, it's not just a roadway reconstruction project. It's a community revitalization project that we're trying to have there. So you'll see design throughout most of 2023, so that we can get the design wrapped up and then out to a bid solicitation throughout the winter months, about this time next year. So somewhere in late December into January, somewhere there, go out for bid letting, and then you'd have an awarded contractor hopefully by early spring of 2024, and construction to follow. So
the main pieces of the project, if you can explain, basically kind of centered around Aledo Central Park.
Yeah, around Aledo Central Park there. You've got Southeast 2nd Street, as well as the alley then that comes back there. So those are the primary areas, city center, right? We're trying to revitalize that city center and incorporate that main aspect of the city with all the other street reconstructions that have happened for the last 5-6 years already. And this will be phase one, right? So phase one is incorporating that part of the town, and then we move a little bit further to the east, looking towards some of the aquatic park development and some of the other revitalization that the local development has been focusing on for the last several years here in the city.
And you said part of the process will be some community engagement moving forward?
Absolutely, yeah. So on projects like this, we want to bring the community in and let them have a voice in some of the amenities that are there, what they're going to see. There's a lot of design, artistic designs, landscape, streetscaping, things like that that come into play, and we want the city to have a voice in what that is. At the end of the day, this is a project for the community, for them to involve and have a great meeting space, event space, festival areas that they can leverage, and make sure that we can bring in more vendors and everything else to all those community events like Rhubarb Fest and Antique Days and all those things that we already love here about the city of Aledo.